All right. We're live.
Hey, you know, I'm a little concerned, Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. This is Male Encounters of the Life Kind, and we're recording at Traeger's Bar in Farmington, New Mexico.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we get, because I think I wait till like the end before I say where we're at and what we're doing.
We're at an undisclosed bar at or near Traeger's.
That's right. anyway, so I'm kind of excited for you. I mean, and also I'm glad that you've invited some help because I guess we have Julie and I don't know if Felicia is going to make it, but I think Julie's coming to co-host. The ladies from Felk are going to come co-host. And
you'll be out next week.
I will. I'm going to have
going to Acapulco.
Yeah, I'm going to go Acapulco. I'm going to get some of those golden skin ladies.
Oh, wait. No, someone's going to poke a hole in me. Okay, that's what it was.
Something like that. Going to get the old hip replaced.
Yeah.
You know, I've been dealing with it for a year and a half.
Bionic hip?
No. Well, I don't know. Well, no, I don't think they do that anymore. I think it's, I don't know. You know, honestly, I never even asked. It's the point where I'm at right now. I don't care. Just get me so I can walk. That's all I care about.
Right.
I'm tired of, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Gimping around?
Yeah. I'm tired. Been a year and a half dealing with it.
No more gimping, more skipping.
Well, yeah, hopefully. Here's the deal. Here's the funny part about it is, but whatever you do, don't tell my new employer you know, I may have to have the disc in my back done as well, but they're going to do the hip surgeon and the back surgeon both said that replacing that hip, you might not have to touch your back at least for a few years,
right?
If at all,
right?
So, you know, if I continue to lose weight and continue, on that, you know, but once I get the hip replaced, take more pressure off the back and the spine. Plus, I tell you one thing that I have learned is doing stomach crunches, or if you can't do crunches, which I can't, but to constantly tighten that belly muscle.
Yeah.
Ladies, it's the Kegel exercise.
Right.
And I guess that works for men too. You can Kegel and you.
Yeah.
Hey, we should
have your prostate.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Well, my prostate must feel really good because I massage it.
That's why. Did you know that orgasms for men, that's good for your prostate?
You know, I've heard that.
So having sex, if you're not having sex, do it yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else.
Yeah.
You know, if not keeping the tissue paper and company in business, then you're doing good for your prostate.
The tissue paper
and
company.
Jergens.
Lotion.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I they have KY now that you can do that with. I think
that's
especially
true.
Designed for
coconut oil.
Oh, now that would make me fruity, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I love it. Here's the problem with using coconut oil for you become conditioned that the smell of coconut oil means you're having sex.
So if somebody orders a pina colada next to you.
Or if you go to the lake like I do and someone's putting coconut suntan lotion on.
Oh, so you walk around with perpetual.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm going, wait a minute.
It's sex time.
Yeah. My little brain is going, dude, seriously. Every single time, why not right now?
Yeah, well. I'm like major stoked and I will continue to do the process and try to lose the weight. That's why I want to do the doghouse today.
Yeah.
And so I haven't eaten. I ate breakfast and I've been drinking water. I'll have to probably go pee before very long.
Yeah.
But I'm drinking about 3/4 of a gallon of water.
Right.
So, and then just little munchies to kind of get me through the rest of the day so I could cheat. And have a hot dog.
And you know, the other part of that is that if you're able to move around more, that makes it easier to lose weight.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I, and you know, and I have a stationary, it's a portable bicycle. You can use it for your legs or your arms. Mm-hmm. And I've used it. That's how I dropped weight to begin with, was using it when I couldn't do it with my legs because it'd just be too excruciating.
Yeah.
That's the only time I really get pain in my hip. Yeah. I would use it for my arms.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah, there you go.
My biceps are built, or biceps and forearm, which yeah. I guess I need since I'm single to keep my prostate,
keep your prostate in shape. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, did we take that around about?
Everything leads back to everything. Yes. So, yeah, since you'll be out, the girls are coming by.
Yeah, and they're loaded. I mean, they're like, but you know, Julie says that all the time. She talks a bigger story than she.
I know. Yeah. I actually told her that after.
Oh, I know. Yeah, the conversation, the recording. Yeah.
I told her, Julie, you need to step it up, man. Because I
came loaded for bear and I just got a jackrabbit.
I keep promising to just chew my ass, and I'm sitting over here with an entire ass
still.
Not chewed on. It's still there.
Yeah.
I'm not shy, man. Bring it.
I don't know. I'm glad that they're going to do that. I'm glad they're filling in.
They're super fun.
I don't know. I hope she comes loaded for bear, but you can never tell.
I know.
You can never tell.
We need to keep training her.
You know what I'll do is...
Actually, Felicia, she could.
Yeah,
she
now could. Felicia could...
Yeah, she'll...
Yeah, she'll put you under the table. Yeah. Yeah, she, I've seen her leg wrestle. I've seen videos of her leg wrestle with her husband. She don't put up with no crap.
Yeah.
I feel for Marco every once in a while.
I enjoy it, though. I like that. Sparring. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, for me, I never... To have a battle of wits, I always felt unarmed. So I tried to stay away from battle of wits. But it's trying me a little bit in my new position. I don't know, man. It's just different. I mean, you know, it's been a long time since I've...
Have we talked about that on the show? About your new position?
Well, I think we...
We mentioned it. You mentioned it, that you got the job.
Yeah. I would invite people. I'm working for KIQX out of Durango, or Radio Durango.
Yeah.
You know, and I told the guy, too, the boss, the program director, great guy, Chad, young kid, you know, full of spunk. But, you know, he respects my experience and and that I'm elderly.
Now, is he respecting your experience or that... You're supposed to respect your elders.
I don't know. He's not afraid to tell me what he likes and what he does not like.
Yeah.
I told him yesterday, too, because he was talking and, you know, he didn't beat around the bush.
Yeah.
He is trying to be the perfect manager.
Right.
He gives you the stuff to do, gives you the direction, and lets you go.
Yeah.
And when you stray from that, he tries to pull you back, but it's pretty much your baby. You know, you do what you need to do. And I know he's dealing with that from my experience. I think that's kind of fallen. And the folks that worked there prior, I'm sure have filled his ear with, you know, that I like to negotiate.
Yeah.
Let's keep it mild. But they also told him that, you know, I do have a tendency to push the envelope.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's like, you know, just don't open the damn thing up all the way and I'm okay. So, and, you know, and just sitting talking to him, I told him, I said, man, I appreciate, I said, I'm not trying to belittle anything, but I'm going to tell you, most people your age have a hard time managing me because they're scared to death of me.
Yeah.
My size, and you know, I think I probably have an overbearing personality. I mean, you could maybe attest one way or the other, but I think...
I don't know. I come from a different place, though, right?
Well, so yeah, military-wise, right?
I forget what my size is, and I'm... just view myself as much larger than anyone else.
Well, you know, and I don't get that impression for you. It's a matter of confidence.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think.
I was a little baby airman. That's what I always go back to. That's my example.
Baby airman.
I was a little baby airman standing on the flight line in Virginia, at Langley Air Force Base, and staring down a 4-star general who was demanding that I do something that I knew I shouldn't do. And I was just there telling them, no, no, sir, ain't gonna happen. No.
Wow.
Because the regulations outrank everybody. So.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So I knew that, and I didn't have a problem standing there telling them, no way.
So
no.
Were you in the Air Force?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was your rank in the Air Force?
When I left, it was I was an E5, a staff sergeant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't see you as a staff sergeant, I guess.
Yeah, it was a whole different life. I mean, I'm a different person now than I was back then. I was bleeding blue, kind of what you call it. But
sure.
Yeah, I lived and breathed the Air Force. So.
Yeah, and you typically speak fondly about your time spent.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the only reason I left is because I got to the reenlistment point again. I enlisted for 4 years. At 3 years, I reenlisted for another 4 years. So that would put me at 7. But at the 3 years into that one, I reenlisted again. So that puts me exactly at 10. So during that last year of my time, I had the option to reenlist again. And I thought, okay, if I reenlist again, then that puts me over 10 years. And if I go over 10 years,
you're going to be there forever.
I need to stay in and retire, because that's just dumb to stay in more than 10 years and not retire. So, but 10 years for me was 1999. I was an IT guy. That industry was screaming, booming. And my friends who were doing the same thing were getting out and making all kinds of money. And enlisted people don't make a lot of money. So I was like, I could
show
just
me the
leave.
Money.
And plus, I was wanting more independence. I wanted more freedom to go and do what I want, when I want, where I want, without having to consult anybody about it. So, I opted not to reenlist and get out and chase the money.
And you continue to chase them.
I know. No, I did really well. It's just that whole thing. It's, you know, from my parents' point of view, it was an I told you so moment, because I'm getting out. I'm not going to stay on and collect a retirement. I get out. I'm making all kinds of money for about 3 years, and then got laid off.
Oh, wow.
And ended up homeless. So that's a little bit of a I told you so. Yeah,
I can so see that. She made it.
Oh, who do we have here?
That's Tammy
Reiser. This looks like a coffee shop owner.
It is.
I don't know. There's something about the way she walks. I can just tell.
Tammy Reiser, the owner and one of our sponsors, obviously.
We should get a mic on.
You want to pause and get a microphone for her?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk? Oh, yeah, she's very
we can pay
articulate.
Bills and
pay bills.
And strap her up with a mic. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
I actually had plans. I took my...
David, this is for you. We're on a break, and I'm secretly recording you and Tammy at the bar.
No, I'm in my hip. My hip. The male show just kind of goes...
Wherever.
Yeah.
Got it.
So now that we'll probably clean it up a little bit since we have a lady present. So.
Okay.
Okay, I'm shutting it off.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny. I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher. In 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
The sea, the back, bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
No, yeah, I'm sorry.
Now we're back.
You know, I don't like you away. Engineering. I don't know why, no. But you're not near as much fun as AJ or no. Ren or anybody else.
Because I'm not doing anything. There's no bells and whistles over here. There's nothing. This is all up to you, brother. You got to edit it.
You know, we fried a board. And so that's why we're having to use your stuff. And Yeah.
We're having technical difficulties.
Yes. And, you know, by the time it's all said and done, I think I'm going to end up with three of those dadgum. But that's okay.
But that way you'll have a backup.
Well, backup. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
double backup.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, I want to be able, well, I'm not going to have them in time when I go in, but I'm going to give you all the equipment, I guess. I don't know what else to do.
One of the backup things or what?
No, all the new one that I have coming in, you're going to get.
Oh, for what? What am I going
to
do with it?
To record on Thursday. Because I'm going to be in the middle of surgery Thursday.
Oh, I got you. For when you're out.
Yeah, for when I'm out.
Okay.
And then we'll figure something out. But my oldest boy will be here. We'll take care of all that as well.
Way cool.
Tammy.
Yes.
So we have Tammy here.
Yes.
You're one of our sponsors.
I am.
How cool are you?
I'm very.
She is. You know, and I'd love, here's the deal about Encore Coffee. I mean, we typically don't do a lot of inside here advertising, but I have to say, there's something about that old house that I love, and I've done this twice now, except I think the second time I left my phone on because I was expecting something important. But the first time I went over there, I got there early. We're going to record the Glow Up. That's where we record Glow Up Chronicles.
Right.
And I sit in this big, nice, easy chair in the back. Not the back, but kind of. It's in the front of the house, but it's
around
really
the corner.
Yeah, it's around the corner.
Yeah.
And I didn't feel like dozing. I just sat there and felt the atmosphere, and I don't know what 30 minutes or almost an hour.
Yeah.
And then Tammy, when she's not busy, she'll come sit down in the chair on the other side of me, and we'll sit and chat and, you know, talk about our childhood. And I don't know, what do we talk about?
We actually talked about, like, the books we like.
Oh, that's true. We did.
Yeah, movies and books. Yeah,
it's just, I don't know, there's something about
it. Sometimes we don't talk at all. We just kind of chill.
Yeah.
Kind of sit there.
Iced tea. I drink it all. They make Arnold Palmer's. You know what Arnold Palmer is? Oh, my gosh. I sit there and drink that iced tea and I don't know. It's weird. Just completely unplug.
Right.
You know, there is some background noise and a little bit of music, but yeah it's freaking.
You know what I liked about it? Because I've only been in there once. I just never leave the office. That's my whole problem. But I went in there once, and it was the paddock. I think the last time I was in that building, it was the paddock. And that was when I was a kid. And so I just remember it from way back then.
Yeah.
It was just super cool to, like, walk back into that building again.
And I think that's what is so cool about that building is so many people have so many memories with that building.
Yeah.
And there was a lady that came in and said, my great uncle built this as a home in 1948.
Oh, gosh.
Gave me his name. And so there's just so many memories, and people just come in and they do that. They just kind of take a breath. And,
yeah.
Yeah. And then I give them coffee and they get all hyped up.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a win-win.
But there's all kinds of pastries, and there's sweet, there's savory. She's got a lady on board that just, I don't know, she goes nuts in the kitchen. But I'm going to tell you, probably my favorite thing of all of them.
Yeah.
But don't tell your lovely cook this.
No, I won't.
My favorite thing is they have ice cream macaroons.
Yeah, okay. Ice cream, macaroon ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really?
Oh. And you know, They're just the size that pisses me off. Because
for me, it's never enough.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I can almost do that in one bite.
It leaves him very frustrated, you can see.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to Paula Poundstone? Do you know who she is?
I do.
I haven't heard anything from
her. The comedian, right?
Yeah, she's a comedian, stand-up comedian. She had a thing that was similar to, that's what immediately jumped in my head when you said that. It was all about Pop-Tarts, and that was one of her famous stories about Pop-Tarts. That Pop-Tarts come in a little box. It's three packages of two.
Right.
And so you just want a Pop-Tart. So you open a package for a Pop-Tart. But now they're that two, package is open, there's two of them in there. And she's like, well, crap, now it's not a snack, it's a meal, so I might as well have another package. And she's like, I ate the last two just to tidy up, really.
Yeah, that's true. But those macaroon ice cream sandwiches, and those are also made at the shop.
Yeah.
They're homemade.
Cool.
And they are phenomenal. They really are.
Okay, now I'm going to have one.
And they're all different flavors, too. That's the other thing. It's not just one flavor. There's there was a strawberry cheesecake. And, oh, my
God. Yeah. Kiwi strawberry, berry best.
Is there any with banana?
No, not right now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity.
Yes.
At least for me.
Yes. But I mean, so thank you. I really like it when you come in. That gives me an opportunity to chill and kind of.
Yeah, well, I do enjoy my time there. I really do. And, you know, and as I move forward in the stuff that I'm doing, my time is becoming more and more limited. So anytime I go over there, I just want to, I don't want to talk business. I just want to sit.
But we really don't.
I don't think so.
Like I said, we talked about books and movies and hobbies. And
she's so very understanding.
Yeah.
She burns my phone up otherwise asking questions. No.
When he's not in there, I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. And you know, yesterday when we talked, I just have to say, I didn't think you were upset. Of course, I was on the road, but I didn't think anything about it. And I got this wonderful text from you last night going, I'm sorry I was so short. And I'm like,
I was rabid yesterday.
You know what?
I was. Oh, it was awful.
That's actually a thing. Here's the thing. So you reached out and apologized for something that it didn't register, right? And I think that's a difference between men and women. Is that women, I get on to Jerry all the time about apologizing.
Pick up on it.
She apologizes for everything all day long. And I'm like, stop it. Stop saying I'm sorry. Because women tend to, I think, be more sensitive to personal, what they believe might be in a personal affront.
Right.
You know? And so that's a thing.
Yeah. Well, I just felt, I have had customers, and not that they were mad at me, but just like having a bad day like you and just rip my butt. Well, and, you know, when you sent that text, I'm like, I mistake something?
No, because in my text, usually I'm very prolific when I text. And I text in complete sentences. How are you today, comma, I am fine, right. Period. But I was doing
one word answers.
I was like, okay.
It was a screw
fine.
Emoji and the letter U.
Yeah. I mean, and my comments were okay.
That's
fine.
True. You usually have, I get a lot more information.
I know. Yeah. So, and that was like.
With no period on the fine?
Nothing.
It was just. Can't even be.
Fine.
Yeah.
No. But you know, I just thought you were busy. Because
Sort of.
Yeah.
I was busy being crabby.
You're busy being pissed stressed. Off?
Is that what I was busy being.
Yeah.
The B word, big time.
Yeah. Now, you know, you can, on this, we don't have to worry about language on this show.
I was being a little bitch.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Not even just bitchy.
Oh,
like, I threw my crown, you know, the whole bit. I was like, not happening.
Not the crown.
Yeah. I had to go unbend it this morning. You know, it was bad.
Well, and I know that you probably had to bring somebody in early just to get down here by 4 o'clock.
You know what? These are my summer hours.
Really?
Yeah, three.
Oh, that's right. You told me you were going to be a little. Yeah.
I actually kind of have a life.
Kind of have a life?
I do. I have been working since October when we opened. I've been working 60 hours a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. And then now...
I know every time I've been there, you've been there. Every time.
All the time. And so now that the kids are out, we've got some high school girls, and I only have to work 46 hours a week.
Perfect.
I know.
For a business owner, that's super low.
It is.
For a small business, yeah.
And so back in when August rolls around, I'll go back up to 60.
Right.
You know.
See, I don't know how you do that because I know, and maybe it's an escape for you because I know you have... Your husband is ailing, and I understand that. So it might be a nice escape for you to be.
That's an understatement.
I need to go to work.
Yeah, we've had that talk too. That's one of some of the things we've talked about. We won't go into that, but you know, I feel for it, and I certainly understand. You know?
Oh yeah, that's my.
I love some of the stories.
Okay, I shouldn't say this one out loud. Okay, so I'm going to do it anyway. So, because it's funny.
He's not going to listen.
It's funny as hell. Okay. So, my sister is in Jamaica right now.
Oh, man.
So I hate her just for that.
The one that I met?
I mean, absolutely.
The sister, yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, no,
why didn't she take me with her?
Well, no. It gets better. She works for, and I'm going to say this too because she put it out there, Family Clark Dentistry, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're on a business trip. Continuing education.
I wish we had video. Business trip. I've got that look for my ex. It's like a go to hell look.
Yeah, in Jamaica. And so she posted a picture yesterday of them all out on the patio and their little beverages with the umbrellas and fruit.
Oh, no.
The beautiful ocean in the back, and they're all smiling. And I thought, I really fucking hate you. So
she got the screw you emoji and the letter U as well.
Yeah, and I tried to strangle her with the crown. And so I texted a picture of that to my son, and I said, I hate my sister, and your dad is undressing in the garage. This is my life. And he went, no words, Mom. There you go.
Your dad's undressing in the garage. Was the garage door open?
I hope not. No. And I just went, touche. There we go.
There's got to be somebody out there doing that just on a regular basis because we can all do that on windows of time in our life, right? But just the regular basis of this is my life, you know, like a Facebook page called FML or whatever. That's just random pictures of just...
Here we are today.
Okay, well, I want to take it a step further. Did he get all the way undressed, or did you stop him before?
Totally nudie booty.
I love it.
As you do.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to do that tonight.
It must be a very freeing experience.
Yeah.
He walked in just as happy as could be, and I was like, there you go, dude. Now I guess we're ready, right, for something. Huh?
So that's foreplay then. He goes to the garage, strips, and comes in the house and goes, hello?
Hell no, that's not foreplay.
He went down the garage to find his tool.
I think he's still looking.
That would be my problem.
I know it was in here somewhere. I'm sure of it.
I think we need to have her back more.
Yeah, we do.
Holy cow.
Which toolbox did I leave it in?
Oh, that's a whole nother.
Yeah, that'll get you in trouble.
Yeah. Well,
depends on what day of the week it was.
You know, I think I might have bumped my microphone with my hand. So
you're fine.
I know I'm going to be doing this.
You're going to have to completely scrub this audio because it's going into the red. I'm not an audio guy. So you're going to have to work it.
You're a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I am.
I guess that's...
I fully admit that.
You kind of remind me of a couple of my exes.
You want to pay more bills? And
yeah, let's do. Yeah.
Maybe I can have you peek at this thing?
Peek at it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Does it have its panties on?
Does it have to do with the toolbox?
Yeah.
Let me close a couple windows
just
here.
So no.
Hey, you're not supposed to be watching porn while we're doing this, man.
Yeah, that would be something. Looking at toolbox. Yeah.
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 This toolbox is David.
Yeah.
Gonna pay some bills.
He like with his toolbox. I don't know.
We'll be right back.
don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Interwest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, Interwest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
We're back.
We're back. Can I be front?
Okay, I'm back.
I'm front.
Oh, do you? That means I'm in the middle.
You're in the middle.
Oh, wow. Perfect. We're having a Tammy sandwich.
This is working out for her.
Yeah. You're glad you left and came over here.
Yeah. So
free beer. You didn't have to buy that, did you? Because I'm buying.
They didn't. Then I want another one.
I'm
just kidding.
Well, you can have another one.
This is our new.
I have to make sure you can drive home.
So this is our new bartender. What was your name again?
Regan.
So you need to come down and see Regan.
Well, she's 6 foot tall.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Two.
Wow.
And so we're not exaggerating. She just corrected us. I'm not 6 foot.
Are you kidding me?
6'2".
All right. So ask me how tall I am.
I'll tell you.
6'4" and a half.
Wow. Well, I can do that. 6'2" and a quarter.
Okay.
That's what I am.
Cool. Awesome.
Well, welcome.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome. We're usually here every Thursday.
Yeah.
I won't be here next Thursday, but he will.
I will.
With a couple other ladies. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
If they give you any trouble, because he's just a flunky. This is my account. So if they give you any trouble,
okay.
I'm gonna give you my cell number. You call me. I'll be in surgery, but you call me.
I will.
I'm just gonna start thinking of things to do now.
Yeah.
Just so that you get a call. You will never believe what that dude did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so
you guys had a secret. secret during the break. What's the secret?
Well, when I've sat there, I haven't sat outside facing across the street. I usually sit inside nice and cool and face the beautiful. I love those big espresso machines. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a coffee snob, so, you know. But anyway, I want you to tell the story about your daughter-in-law.
Yes.
Going to check it out because it's a place that offers massage.
Yes.
Right? Big flags out front.
And yeah. And so, you know, on days when it's really slow and I don't have anything to do, I sit there and I watch the traffic flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so far, it's been all men, older men.
What are you saying?
That we're suspenders.
You didn't see me going there.
No.
Okay.
No.
And that's what she's saying. She's surprised she hasn't seen you.
Yeah.
That's another segment.
Yeah.
And I have noticed that some men, like, they'll go in there and then they'll turn right around and leave, and then they'll come back 10 minutes later because I believe it's cash only.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So my daughter-in-law got tired of wondering really what was going on over there.
I love her tenacity, really.
So she just traipsed herself right over there, and she was like, I'm going over there. And I was like, yeah, right. And I just kind of ignored her, and she did.
Yeah.
So she walked in. And my daughter-in-law is like 5'3", right? And she walked in, and it was dark.
Yeah, but she's feisty.
Oh, she's on me.
Yeah.
And so she walked in, and it's dark, and they've got Christmas tree lights all the way around the ceiling.
Yeah.
And she walked in and said, I want a massage. and they said, you want massage. And then this lady kind of ran to the back, and evidently you can't go back to the back because it's got a screen door, but that has like the metal on the front with the,
right.
And then there was a lady peeking out around from the door, and she came out and she said, you want massage? And my daughter-in-law said, yes, I want a full body massage. And she, the lady stepped out in her bustier and her little maid's outfit thing and everything. And she said, no, you know, get massage. And my daughter-in-law said, well, what if I pay cash for it? And she said, no, no. And they told her to leave. So she had to leave.
Holy cow.
Look who that
is. Hey, how are you?
Hi. I just saw you. Yes.
We're recording.
It's going to be on my podcast.
It's a Jamie. It's a Jamie church.
So, all right. So I missed what she asked him. What did they tell her?
They told her no get out. And to get out.
Yeah.
And so
she didn't bring in the right equipment.
Not only no, but hell no.
Right. And I mean, it's so funny because men will go in the front door, they exit a back door, and then my favorite is like early in the mornings because we open at 7. There will be several ladies come out in bathrobes. Now I'm not talking the silky kind that they.
Right.
You know, no, I'm talking the pink Walmart fluffy kind.
Yeah.
Smoking their cigarettes, watching the sun come up. And then the same thing in the evening, they go for a little stroll in their bathrobes.
In their bathrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to be there when that's happening.
Oh,
I
want a picture of that. I'm gonna
because I'll wear mine. I've got a big pink black bathrobe. I'll sit out in mine on your patio.
There you go, patio. And it's just hysterical because, so as I was leaving today, and it's so funny to watch the men go in there because they either park way down the street. And they casually walk up to the building and they do the side glance over the shoulder. Like, is anybody watching?
Oh, I was just in the neighborhood. I wonder what's in
and
here.
And then they kind of like run up to the door and run in. And I'm like, oh my God, so obvious, so obvious.
You know, if I was going to do that, I would just waltz my happy butt right in there.
I wouldn't own it, man.
Yeah, I would.
Well, I mean, and my daughter-in-law said, my daughter came back, and she goes, it's only $30, and I'm sure a happy ending is pretty good. And I was like, well, there you go. So it's $30 for half an hour.
$30 half an hour.
Yeah.
So that's and what
did you say that includes the happy ending?
Well, probably.
Yeah. That's what you do. You wear some silk pajamas and a smoking jacket and an ascot and some sandals and roll up in a limo.
Yeah.
Just own it.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah. And just walk in there. I have arrived.
I'm here. Do me.
Cash. Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's always entertaining.
Oh, you need a driver named Jeeves or something like that.
Jeeves.
And get him to hand over the cash. That's not for you.
And just stand there and wait. Yeah.
Jeeves, pay the woman.
So that's always entertaining.
Yeah, I like you say, when I set, and I knew that was going on, or you'd already told me, but I don't know. I think I'm just going to have to take a day and sit outside
just
and watch.
Just sit outside, you know, get you a nice comfy chair with an umbrella, and
Yeah.
Will you bring me a piña colada with a little umbrella in it?
For you, David, I will. I'll even bring you a little pail that has sand in it, so you can almost feel like you're at the beach.
Oh,
yeah.
Will you pour it down my back of my pants so I've got it in my crack when I go to take a shower?
Right.
No, the sand.
Oh.
The look on her face
is priceless.
The piña colada.
Yeah, his first drink has to go down the crack first.
Sand.
And then the sand.
Yeah, just reminds him of why he doesn't get drunk. Right down the crack.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right. I don't want that to happen.
Not again.
No.
That's bad. No. Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
Sand gets everywhere.
Oh, I know. And I've been to the beach. I love the beach.
Yeah.
The problem was I typically would wear a Speedo. Have I ever told you my beach story when I was in Miami? I don't know that I have.
I think so. No.
Well, my brother lived in Miami. He was a psychologist, doctor, and I picked on him his entire. He was my little brother. Picked on him in my entire life, right?
Yeah.
So I think he thought it was time to get even. So he said to me, "Hey, if you're gonna walk the beach," and I just got a Speedo, I'd lost a bunch of weight, you know, and I'm thinking, man, I'm gonna go down there. And I recently divorced. I'm gonna go down there and walk that beach, right, with my Speedo. So it was like a black, dark, dark black Speedo. He goes, "Listen, let me give you. I'll tell you how you can pick up every woman on the beach." I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'm game." He said, "Take a potato and put it in the front of your pants." And I said, "Okay, I'm game to try anything, man." So I did that, and I leave the cabana where you get changed in, right? And I'm strutting my ass down the beach, and something didn't feel quite right. And I noticed as I passed women, they were laughing their ass off. So I get a... You know where this is going?
I do.
A little bit further down the beach and discover that potato had shifted to the back.
Yeah. I thought you were losing it in the front, but then the back is much better.
Yeah, between gravity and the motion of your legs, it's just going to push it. Right. Yeah, so you had a load in your
I thought I was walking with a big-ass turd.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
No Speedos, man.
Actually, I did not do that. I heard that joke from somewhere long ago, but I've always said, yeah, I did that.
It was you?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But it sounds like something that might happen to me, honestly. Yeah. Trying to be Mr. Cool.
Oh, that's too funny.
And I'm about as cool as a, I don't know. It's hard to say. An elephant, maybe? An elephant on good marijuana, on CBD.
Okay, you have to be on good marijuana to understand that.
Yes, and I have been on good. Oh,
did you like my text? What did I tell you?
I don't remember.
What did I tell you?
Which one? Was, you always get, you kind of get me every.
David uses like talk to text.
Oh yeah, I love that.
He doesn't know how to talk. Yeah. Or his phone doesn't know how to listen to him.
You would think. Yeah, we should read that because that's funny as hell.
He said, "We're not going to say who this is, but he said, this is what the text message says." He say huge mountain bike or the Peloton. He just finished some carrot two or something. I don't know what the deal is, but I think if we got a call from the Mitchell. And so he said, "How'd you like that last talk to text? The last one I sent you, huh?" And I said, "Love it. It was as clear as mud. If you were looking at that mud while wearing a blindfold at midnight in a dense forest on a moonless night."
I loved it. Was that the same day
that I have another friend that does that? He uses talk to text, and his text messages look like they were written by a drunk 3-year-old.
You know, here's the deal: is I can't believe I'm getting paid to talk when I do the messages.
I know.
I'm like, do I not enunciate properly? I mean, right. You don't have a problem understanding me, do you?
No.
Yeah.
But I think in the car, is that when
you're doing the noise? And
yeah, it could be like...
And I think sometimes we go back and say, and then do that. But when you're talking, you don't do that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, well, you understood the text, and I was talking to you through the phone text, and I finally said, "Can I call you?"
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, Tammy, we're about out of time. We are out of time, but, you know, it's you, so I don't mind taking a little extra time.
It's awesome that you showed up.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, I told him you might come. I wasn't sure if you could squeak out, but when I saw you walking across there, I thought, I think that's Tammy.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Perfect. Well, listen, we want to thank Traegers as our co-host here. We really appreciate them as well.
Yeah.
Tammy, you have any last... Oh, I'm going to catch you right as you're drinking. You have any last words that you'd like to...
Don't put vegetables in your bathing suit.
Don't put vegetables in... Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That is solid advice.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't put them anywhere. No.
Yeah.
How about in your mouth? What? Someday we're going to have video. I meant to eat.
You know, like
You don't like eating vegetables?
Love them.
I don't think so. Ken, any last words?
Yeah, never a potato, always a banana.
Yeah, but that'll do the same thing, won't it?
Well, hopefully not. I don't know.
Well,
I'll have to give it a try.
I got an idea on the banana.
Beach with a Speedo.
I got an idea with a banana. Just take like a G-string kind of thing and tie the banana on to that and then put that so that you have that around your...
Yeah.
That way it'll dangle.
These are the things we think about.
That's why they call it the man show, I guess. Excuse me. Let's not be confused with the male encounters, of the lifetime. All right, I'm out. I'm done. Be sure to catch me on the radio if you're in the Four Corners area on KIQX Radio 101. Love to have
you. That's Durango. What's it? It's
96.5 in Farmington.
96.5.
Or worldwide on RadioDurango.com.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like you were paid to do this.
No.
You're not paid to
do this. Maybe I should charge them an extra hour.
Charge them another hour.
Thanks, kid.
Good night, Joe.
Thanks, Tammy.